All right, everybody, it is opening night, 2017 volleyball from the Conlon Center at the sound of the buzzer, the one that just happened. That's my cue to bring in Lexi Schumacher. She will be alongside tonight for us on Stuart Horn, yours truly. Brandon Cadiz is in the audience. A bunch of cool stuff going on tonight, not the least of which that the good old 2-2 Penguins are in the house for their very first home game tonight against Notre Dame. Dana Moore and Mark Carlson is on the overhead, and we are just about ready for tonight's match. The Argonauts out of Notre Dame, Dana Moore out of Belmont, are 9-5 overall and 4-2 in conference. And so much stuff going on here tonight, not the least of which is the recognition of the magic wand, good old Amy Stein wand, and the celebration of her 1,000th kill. Lexi, you know Amy, and one of the Penguin greats of all time. In fact, I got to think all the way back to 2001, the last time the Penguins won the championship. The Penguins had the great All-American Shannon O'Connor, and not since Shannon O'Connor in 2001 have we had such a dominant player until now, with the emergence, really, of the great Amy Steinwand, the magic wand. What do you think about good old Steinwand?
I'm glad that I was a freshman coming in as a freshman with her, so I've seen her grow here in her senior year. She's been an exciting player to see on the court. There's always, you want a player that's in your year to be that person you can root for. Yeah. Otherwise, you're kind of like, you know, sophomores, freshmen. You can root for them, but it's more exciting when you have someone in your grade that you have classes with.
Isn't
you have GEs. So it's super exciting this year. We definitely used to call her the hammer, a little less now, but I definitely think she's still a hammer in the back row, hitting it right in the middle.
So they're now mentioning Steinwand, and she's out in the middle of the court. And see if we can pick this up with Mark Carlson.
Please, a nice round of applause for Amy Steinwand.
This will be a great opportunity to send it to Brandon Cadiz in the audience. I guess we'll do that in a minute, as Brandon is... I guess we're not ready. We were going to get to Steinwand's folks there. We'll do it after this national anthem, which is coming up. It is opening night, everybody, here at the Conlon Center. And a moment of silence now. You can hear overhead.
Florida and Puerto Rico, as well as the senseless tragedy last Sunday night, which took place in Las Vegas. In particular, we offer this up for the memory of local Nevada resident, Stacy Escheberg. Thank you. If you'll remain standing, at this time, we honor America and the brave men and women who serve our great nation at home and around the world, in both our armed forces and as our first responders. We honor them with this rendition of our national anthem.
All right, the national anthem coming up right here on Penguin Radio.
I'm here live with Renee and Tracy Steinwand, parents of Amy Steinwand, which was just recently recognized before the game for 1,000 career kills. First, I'm going to ask Renee Steinwand, how's the accomplishment like seeing your daughter get 1,000 kills and working her four-year career here at Dominican?
Amy has been such a dedicated athlete and student, and she was so happy to come to Dominican. And we're so happy for her that she's been able to play all 4 years of her career and that she was able to accomplish this huge feat in volleyball. 1,000 kills is a big milestone for her, and we congratulate both her and her team and her coach and wish her the best.
I can't really improve on what she just said. She's had a great experience here, both with the volleyball as well as academically, and we couldn't be prouder of her.
How would you say she balanced her? Obviously, Dominican is known for being top there for balancing both academically and outside. How do you think she's able to balance both the outside in academics and also on the volleyball court, as you mentioned?
Amy is a very dedicated student and athlete, and I would say she just tries to schedule her time as best she can, and she works hard at everything. And I would say she probably doesn't sleep a whole lot, and I think she makes the most of her time. When they're on travel, she's studying, and she tutors other students, and she's just very dedicated to her academics. And I would say, I don't know if there's a balance there. I think she pushes it pretty hard, but I think she's been successful because of that.
Well, thank you so much, and congratulations to Amy again and to you guys for coming up with a great daughter. So back to you guys, Stu, on Penguin Radio.
All right. Very good. Thank you very much. Brandon Cadiz in the audience with the parents of the Magic Wand, Amy Steinwand, a member of the 1,000 Kill Club. Starters for tonight's matchup against the 9-5, 4-2 Pac West Argonauts out of Notre Dame, Dana Moore. For Notre Dame, Chantel Azarnt. Can I get a pronunciation there, please? A 6-foot sophomore out of Fullerton. Taylor Garcia is a 5'5 freshman. Bianca Alvarez, also a 1,000 kill clubber, a 5'11 senior out of San Bruno. Arian Howell, a 5'5 freshman out of Redondo Beach. Got Margaret Billingsley, a 5'6 sophomore out of Lemoore. Rowan Jack, a 5'8 sophomore from Riverside, and Allison Anderson, a 5'11 sophomore out of Alpine for Notre Dame, who are coached by Nicole Onoloro in her fourth season. For the good old Penguins, under Yami Nolan in her second season, Hannah Wiles will get the start tonight. The 5'6 freshman out of Battleground, Washington. It's a battleground in here tonight, Lexi. Katherine Johnson, a 6'1 freshman out of Portland, Oregon. Brittany Lateague, the 6-foot junior out of San Jose, with Kat Thomason, a 6-foot junior out of San Rafael. And we'll get the rest of the Penguins lineup as the ball is underway. And the Magic One lays one down, and it looked like it was good from here. In fact, Mark Carlson called it good, and I thought it was good too, Lexi, but they called it out, although on the scoreboard it still says it's Penguin Point. But the Argonauts are serving, so clearly they did not win the point. Just the second point of the night here, and the Penguins are on D. Off to our left, the Penguins moving toward the northern end of the Conlin Center. This is flipped out of bounds, and the Penguins are back on defense. Front row, they set it up to Lateague, dinks it across. It's popped up by Alvarez, back to Alvarez, but a poor leave. Lateague from the front row, now Steinwan into the middle. Popped up by Howell. The Penguins on D. Alvarez comes in. Two hands across. In there to Wiles, who's working tonight. And Alvarez off the antenna, Lexi. And it's 1-1.
A good rally so far in these first 2 points. Definitely going to be an exciting game today if we can keep rallying this.
Kat Johnson on the serve. The 6'1 freshman out of Portland. First year player for the DUs. And the kill by Alvarez. And Notre Dame goes up 2-1. Service now. Taylor Garcia, a 5'5 freshman out of Granite Bay. That's Granite Bay, a bay on Folsom Lake, Lexi, as you well know. Garcia from the left side of the center line. It's 2-1. Penguins trail. And the kill is wide as the Penguins from the front left corner, Kat Thomason, shanked it a little bit wide. It's 3-1 now in set number one here on opening night. There's Amy to the back row, but a brilliant save, a dive by Howell. And the putback goes off of Lateague's fingertips and falls on the Penguin side. Notre Dame leads this one 4-1 for us, and the Penguins are falling behind quickly. Back to the service by Taylor Garcia. Everything happens very quickly. I set you up and gave you no room. Thomason now, back row. Argonauts are waiting. They work it over to Alvarez off the right side of her hand from the front left corner. Penguins now, Amy at the front row against Alvarez. Oh, and poor communication. And the Penguins dink one into the middle, and there's a killer. 4-2, and the DUs get one back for us.
Well, it seems like the Penguins on
the offensive side have really been scrambling early. They haven't been able to set up any good sets for Steinwan or for Thomason so far. As you mentioned, Thomason shanked that one, and it was a result of a bad set.
Wiles with the serve to the front row. Diving in on it is Alvarez. She's right there. Back, the Penguins have it. Now the set. Kate even into the middle, and it drops. 4-3 even with an easy. An easy little killer into the middle. Penguins will serve again. Once again to Wiles, the 5-6 freshman. She's out there with Thomason, Lettigue, even Steinwand, and Johnson, Catherine Johnson. Penguins on offense now, rattling it around, trying to get into the back row. Thomason gets it there. They set it up to Alvarez, lying in wait perfectly. Wiles, and the Penguins, Thomason with a killer. Tie game, 4-4.
Beautiful play by the Penguins right there. Stu just giving it exactly how the hit was perfectly done, right in the middle. Argonauts not able to get that ball back up.
4-4, Wiles again. Her arm must be getting sore. She's serving so much. Over to Alvarez, and a big wall thrown up by the D. Is back to Alvarez again, and it's wide. She's able to just bring it across and tapped across. Thomason with the put down. Penguins lead for the first time tonight. 4-5. Penguins are on offense. Wiles again at a battleground Washington. Just about 3 feet to the right of the center line. Oh, to the front row. And Thomason puts one down into the back row. Saved by the running Howell. The Penguins now on offense. Set up by even. Out of play. Penguin point. 6-4. Here come the DUs.
Wiles giving us this momentum that we need right now. 6-4. But her serve is unbelievable so far, giving us these points.
5 unanswered. The Penguins are on a roll, as Lexi mentioned. Hannah Wiles and whistles. Oh, a position foul by the Argonauts. Somebody was out of rotation, and the DUs get it. And that's a freebie.
The ref, eagle eyes.
7-4. They're always watching. Penguins get a freebie there. Lexi, you can't have enough of those. Alvarez with the set. Now the dink. The Penguins throw up a wall. And another brilliant block by Thomason and Kate even. Timeout, Argonauts. 8-4, Forrest. It's all DU right now.
It's all DU on D, too. Even and Thomason in the front using their height, putting up a wall. They're the trees on the defensive side for the Penguins, and they're really making their presence felt here as they go up 8-4 over the Argonauts early, and they trailed by 3. It's been 7 unanswered for the Penguins, and boy, a shift of momentum, if I could say so.
Yeah, no kidding. Hannah Wiles has been doing a great job serving. Just a few feet to the right of that end line, the Penguins moving from our left to right, from the south end toward the north here at the Conlin Center. Well, Lexi, a pretty good start on opening night.
A beautiful start for opening night. I've been waiting forever for them to be at home. They've played so many games away in tournaments, and also their first, I believe, the first 4 PacWest games being away. So this is their 5th conference game, and it's home. So it's very exciting to see them at home.
You're absolutely right. 4 games on the road. That the I talked to the coach, Yami Nolan, before the game, and she said the bus rides have just been killing the girls because they haven't had a home game. So they've been really excited. I know the talk around campus today was all about tonight, and I've been excited all day too. And I continue to be, especially if the Penguins can keep this momentum going. Wiles now has stepped back behind the end line. The whistles have been blown. We're back underway. A perfect serve to the back row. The setup, the back set, dinked over the top of the Penguin blocker by Cheyenne Tao. And Tao, her first minutes on the air tonight, first minutes on the floor, and she gets a point. Tao will be pulled out for a moment at the bench. Boy, she came in and made the most of it. In her place, Margaret Billingsley, who will serve, and Trista Wolfley has come into the front row. She's up there with Alvarez. The only 2 women in the house tonight who've scored 1,000 kills. Alvarez is one. And, of course, Steinwand, and she just got another one from the front right corner, and Amy buries it into the back left. 9-5, the magic wand will serve one up for the DUs. The senior pre-med student, Amy Steinwand, 1,000 kills.
Alvarez two-handed into the back corner, and it lands where there are no Penguins. And that was a veteran move for us. When you think Alvarez is going to go up and hammer one, she just softed it into the back corner where there are no DUs.
And just a little bit of a jump set, showing off her volleyball IQ.
9-6, Penguins lead. Alvarez with a serve to the middle row. They go back to Alvarez, who's way back there. Now they set it up. Left side to the lefty, Rowan Jack. Penguins pick it up. Steinwand to the back row. Penguins pick up the set and block it out of bounds off of even. It's 9-7. Rowan Jack with a good move, but the thing about Jack is she's a lefty, and she can swing that arm. And they haven't put it up on the board yet, but I'm certain that it's 9-7. Penguins on D. Now they make the move. Amy over the top of the middle, and it's tipped out of the middle row. It goes over the top of the front row, I should say. Tipped out into the ice box where all the Penguin fans hang out. 10-7. Zoe Burgess, speaking of lefties. Nope. It's first game. I'm a little rusty. Good old number three, I should say. There's the lefty for the Argos, Rowan Jack. Dinked across by Kate even. Saved by Garcia. It's live, and it goes out of bounds, and the Argonauts back up and let it fly out. The Argonauts with the point. The Penguins by three. Lexi, this is back and forth, but so far the Penguins are looking pretty sharp.
As long as we can continue to get these points back, not letting them rally like we've done so far, I think we're going to do a pretty good job on our
first set. Allison Anderson with a serve. The 5'11 sophomore out of Alpine, Utah. Kate even comes flying in from the back row. And the Argonauts picked it up. I'm not sure what the indication was. A scoop? Perhaps 10-9. Anderson again from the center line, about 8 feet behind the end line. She goes to the back row. Burgess with the pickup. There's the bump. Now the set. They get it across to the DU's. I can't see who picked that up. In the front row, Johnson did. Now the DU's to, oh, no. And Steinwan with a, boy, you don't see that too often. She shanked it right into the net. It came off way off of her wrist, nowhere near the butt of her hand. She was just going to soft it into the middle row. And I think she took her eye off the ball. Isn't that the way it is in all sports? 10-10. Doesn't matter what sport you're playing. If you take your eye off the ball, bad things happen. 10 up, everybody. And the Penguins defense gets it done again. Josie Walser, the 5'10 freshman out of Spokane. And she can. And she did. It's 11-10. Kate even to serve. Even the wily veteran. Way out in the left corner. She gets it to Alvarez with the bump. There's the set. Left side kill is just laid in there. Zarnt puts it away. Check it. They credited the kill to Billingsley, the 5'6 sophomore out of Lemoore. Lexi, aren't you from Lemoore?
No.
No, I'm not either. I don't know where Lemoore is.
I got it.
You know where Lemoore is?
Yeah, sure.
Is that out in the valley?
I'll let you know. I'm on it.
Forrest is our resident geographer. 11 up, everybody. Four aces on the board in set number one. Penguins with a brilliant block as Latigue gets a hand on it, bumps it up perfectly. Ariane Howell now with a nice block, and the DUs can't do anything as it was just out of the range of the 5'2" sophomore, Zoe Burgess. She's out of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Coeur d'Alene, that means the eye of the all. 12-11, the Penguins trail Coeur d'Alene. Rains a lot there. As Latigue, off balance, is able to save it. And a block by Brittany Latigue to tie it 12 apiece, Lex.
What a beautiful, beautiful block. She was right there. She had her hands ready to go. She was not going to let that point go through.
Josie Walser is going to bring it up now. Tie game. So far, pretty good here in set number one. Alvarez doing most of the damage against the Penguins. The DUs are really spreading it out. And there's a killer off the block by Katherine Johnson. And the Penguins go up by 1-13-12. I think the DUs are looking really sharp right now. They definitely can feel it with this hometown crowd. 13-12, Penguins on offense. Walser serves it up. There's the runner, and it's wide. And Wiles saw it and let it go. Penguins get the point, 14-12.
Jack with a hit with her left hand. Not sure if she's a lefty, but took it as hard as she could, just curving a little bit out.
did go out of bounds right in front of the Penguin fans, which if you're going to chase a ball down, you don't want to do it in front of the Penguin fans right there in front of the icebox because they are relentless, those guys in the front row. Penguins with a block as the Argonauts find the antenna and lead by three. 15-12. Penguins got to get to the red zone. That's 20. And now the dink and the good save by Wiles. She falls, picks it up. Johnson across just with some power, in fact. Alvarez two-hands it, just a dink shot. Johnson back set. Amy into the net, saved by the Argos. And the Penguins get the point as Kat Checkett, Cheyenne Tao, falls into the net, 16-12. Penguins' largest lead tonight. The Penguins are enjoying now as we move late in set number one. 16-12. Walzer again will bring it up, the 5'10 freshman. Man, has she been solid so far tonight. There's Alvarez softly off the top of the tape. Lateague off the bottom. She finds it. And then somehow Lateague is able to get it off with topspin and put back across by Notre Dame. What a great save by Lateague, but Notre Dame was lying in wait, and they played it beautifully, 16-13. Penguins now on D. The runner, Burgess, can just help it over into the middle row. The back set, oh, that was a poor leave, but somehow the Argos picked it up. Johnson, left corner, Amy, bumped up by Garcia. Penguins on D. Alvarez with the killer, but the Penguins are waiting for it. Lateague lays it in there, but Garcia finds it. Alvarez across the line. Diagonally, Johnson with the winner! Katherine Johnson, Lexi, the 6'1 freshman, pounds down another one. 17-13, Thomason's back in there in place of Burgess for the good old DUs. 17-13, Penguins need to dig deep. Here goes Johnson again. What a great run she's on right now. Into the middle row, off balance slightly, and Tao is able to find the back row and get the Argonauts going the right direction. 17-14 in set number one. Opening night volleyball, everybody. Penguins on D. Garcia with a good serve. Lateague off balance finds the top of the tape. And back to the Argonauts, 17-15. Garcia, the 5'5 freshman out of Granite Bay, serves again. 8 feet left to the center line, almost in the corner. The set for the DUs to Thomason. And somehow, Bianca Alvarez couldn't handle the kill. 18-15. Penguins on top here in set one. And here's Wiles again. Remember last time Lexi Wiles served, she had, what'd she have, 7 unanswered? She could end it right here if she could get on a roll like that again. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Right side as they go to Alvarez, and there's the 1,000 kill Alvarez, and she does what she does and just absolutely pounded it through the wall that the Penguins had thrown up. It's an 18-17 ball game. Anybody's game at this point. Serving it up is Billingsley. Middle row to Thompson. Even with a killer, 19-17. Oh, that Kate Evans game has come a long way. She was good last year, and she's bona fide, dare I say, great. Here comes Steinwand, speaking of great. They didn't give the Penguins the point. It's 19-17, but whoever's keeping score didn't put it up on the board, and it's still not there. And we're halfway through the next point. There's Amy. Right side, Alvarez, off the wall. There's another point for the Penguins. Now they say it's 19-16. Now it's 2016.
It's 2017, Stu?
I think it's 2017.
Well, I don't know about the score, but it is 2017.
But the year 2017. I don't know what the score is. It says 2016, which in itself was a very memorable year. We have a timeout, and I don't know where Brandon Cadiz is. I'd love to hear from Brandon.
I don't know, but Lemoore, by the way, is just south of Fresno.
I knew that.
Just east of the I-5.
Well, everybody knows that. And when you're on I-5, you see the sign if you want to go to Lemoore. There he is. Well, I would have liked to have gone to Brandon at this point. How about a bumper?
Sounds good to me.
All right, everybody. 2016, the Penguins as they head back out onto the floor. And we've got a very special word from one of our
Penguin players at this point. 2016 in set number one. And Forrest is going to bring up something very special here in just a moment. I'm sure it's just seconds away. I couldn't be more excited here on opening night. And Forrest is working feverishly over there. We're happy you're listening to us here on Penguin Radio worldwide at radio.dominican.edu. On Penguin Radio, a worldwide broadcast, everybody, and 102.3 FM here in San Rafael from the Conlon Center. All right, well.
We're getting it.
Okay, we're working on it. It's opening
night. It's night number one.
That's right.
It's night number one.
It's opening night. Here we go, everybody. Steinwand, the magic wand behind the end line, and she brings it. Steinwand in the 1,000-point club over to Alvarez. Oh, and it hits even in the forehead. Popped even right in the forehead. A six-pack off of the fist of Alvarez, unobstructed to the face.
I wish Kate, I was that tall.
Kate blocked it with her mug. 2019. But, you know, Kate even is so tough, as the Argonauts, Rowan Jack, just put down another one, 2018. But Kate's so tough, she just smiled right through it. Here's Alvarez with the service. Penguins by two here in set number one. DU's got to dig deep. We're in the red zone now. Game to 25. We got to win by two. Left side, even dink to the middle. Saved by Garcia. Right side, Alvarez. Penguins, there's the set to the left. Thomason with the killer, 21-18, and here comes Burgess.
These points right now are very crucial. You're getting down to the 25 points. You want to keep ahead. That way you don't have to be playing back and forth between those two points.
Ain't it the truth? All right, Zoe now off the end line. Second year Penguin lets it ride. Goes to the back row. Garcia with the bump. Now the set. Oh, and the Penguins with a masterful save by Wiles. Penguins pick up the point all by the set by Wiles, who came in with the save. And the Penguins are able to put up a block, 22-18. Zoe now with another opportunity to bring the Penguins within two. Alvarez, oh, just got it off the top of her shoes on the service. And Kate to the side, saved by Garcia. Right side to Jack. She takes it across. Penguins on D. Long set, left side. Thomason, no. Check it. That was, I don't know who it was out off of. I think it was Thomason. Either way, it's 22-19 as the Penguins lead this one. Set number one, opening night. Allison Anderson, who got the start tonight, serves it across. Back set, even. Oh, even got it off the top of the net, and one of the Argos fell into the net, 23-19. Penguins are just 2 points away. Kate even to serve. Oh, man, has she been a part of set number one. Holds up the right hand, throws it way up there to Alvarez in the back middle row. Forward set right at us, Jack to Zoe. She bumps it up. Here's a set left side. Lateague with a killer. The Penguins are 1 point away. 24-19. Brittany Lateague with the killer. Set point, everybody. Set number one. Kate methodically lets it fly. Alvarez bump. Here's the set to the middle. Alvarez goes back. It's deep. Can you imagine the first set goes to the Penguins, 25-19, and it comes off of a shank from their best player, Alvarez.
You know, it's been a good first half for the Penguins up front. It's been a good first half, as we saw from Walzer at the service. They went on that 7-0 run with Walzer serving from the back line. I mean, everybody's playing, they're meshing well together. Everybody's playing well together. It's not necessarily, yeah, they have a lot of freshmen. Half the roster is freshmen, but if you play well together, you can do great things. That's what we saw here in the first set.
Lexi, pretty good first set for the Penguins.
I'm stoked that I'm here today for the home opener, especially because, you know, we're leading the set so far. With this 2-2 record, we're really, you know, it's the start of the season, but it's our first home game. Our crowd is pretty good for our first home game. Sometimes it takes a little bit for our players to get out there, and then sometimes, you know, we have a huge crowd. So hopefully the rest of the season will continue like this, like lots of people, because I'm excited to see what we have. These freshmen are newbies, as you said, but this is their rookie year to show everyone what they're going to be for their next 4 years. What are they going to show? How are they going to get better? So I'm excited.
You know, and the Argonauts have been pretty tough. They did get past Fresno Pacific, which is always kind of a line of demarcation with how your program is doing. Let's send it to Brandon Cadiz for his thoughts at this point.
Well, Penguins taking that first set, using the common veterans, doing good. Zoe Burgess and obviously Amy Steinwand continuing to add to her kill streak, doing a great job of pumping the Penguins offense up. Penguins take the first set, and it's good to do so here in the first home game of the season, setting the tone early.
Well, I would agree with that. The Penguins definitely set the tone early. All right, everybody. Forrest has our new one of our new features set for you. We're going to take 30 seconds following that. You're listening to PacWest Volleyball on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu and 102.3 FM in San Rafael, right here on Penguin Radio.
This is Amy Steinwand. You are listening to DU Volleyball Worldwide on the official radio station at Dominican University of California, Penguin Radio.
The times we had, oh, when the wind would blow with rain the snow, were not all bad. We put our features where they had to go.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Well, set one is in the books, the Penguins 25-19 over the Argonauts, the Cross Bay rivals, out of Belmont. They look pretty sharp there in set number one. Penguins have switched sides, now attacking the southern end of the Conlin Center. And the Penguin, the team is pretty pumped.
I mean, wouldn't you be first set at home and you come off with a victory?
Absolutely. I talked to Yami Nolan before the match tonight, you know, and she wants to be sure that the ladies are balanced as far as their adrenaline is concerned. You know, it's a big night, but they got that first game under their belt, and that's a good way to get started. Here is Amy Steinwand from the right front corner. No score here in set number two. Backing up with a nice little save is Walzer. And the DUs get the first point of set number two.
You know, the difference in the beginning of the set and the beginning of the first set, Stu, I think, is the movement on the court. They're moving around well. They're shifting well with the ball and shifting well to position themselves on defense.
Walzer, the 5'10 freshman out of Spokane, lets it fly. Back row, Alvarez with the get. There's the set to Teo. And it falls to the feet of the front row of the Penguins. It's one apiece. Cheyenne Teo got a lot of work in that first set for us. Jack to serve. Off to our left here on Media Row at Dominican University. Jack the lefty into the back row. Burgess set. Lateague! What's the call? It was wide. Just wide as Lateague let it fly from the center of the aisle. And it just was a little bit wide and into the net. And the Penguins get a break as Rowan Jack with the first service error, the unforced service error tonight. Burgess out in her place. Thomason re-enters. Penguins now with the service. Johnson with the serve, left side. Teo gets blocked by Thomason, the six-footer. The San Rafael junior Thomason. Knocks it right back at her, 3-2 DUs. Set number two, the Penguins are up, one love. Johnson with a nice serve to the back row. Left side, Alvarez can't handle. Oh, she did kill it, and it flipped off of the block. Lateague and Amy Steinwand were there in the front row, and it just hit the antenna. In fact, it hit it so hard, one of the referees has to come in and repair things. Tie match. Tie game, tie set, 3-3. Johnson with the block, Penguins on offense. Thomason lets one fly. Now Alvarez just helps it across. Lateague softly into the front row, Garcia with the get. Now the set back over to the front row and the killer by Alvarez. And Bianca Alvarez, Forrest, did what she does so well, and that was so smooth.
And that's her fifth kill of the night already.
Wow. 4-3, Penguins trail. Here in set number two, Thomason into the back row. Argonauts are waiting. Alvarez, cross court. Penguins good D, Thomason to Garcia. In the back left, dinked across. Penguins now are going to set it up. This could go either way. Amy off the top of the 10, and it falls. Steinwand, you know, the great players get the great bounces. You ever notice that?
Well, it's one of those where, you know, if she doesn't get part of the tape, they could dig it on the other side.
Exactly. 4-4. Good move there by Steinwand to pull it off the top of the tape. Wiles with a good serve into the middle row. Tao. Straight back to Walzer with a bump. Now softly Amy. She couldn't do much with it. Alvarez fires it right at the forehead of Josie Walzer. Walzer couldn't handle it. But that's like trying to catch a 12-gauge from 8 feet away. It's coming in fast. 5-4, the Penguins trail. Emma Clevin, a 5'7" freshman out of Anchorage, will serve one to the back row. Back set, Steinwand into the middle row. Garcia, she sets it forward to Alvarez. They're really going to Alvarez just about every play now. And we'll see if Yami Nolan's ladies can adjust, because Alvarez is a part of everything. This comes off the bottom of the tape. It's still a live ball. The Argonauts all broke back like the point was over, and now Alvarez finishes the deal. But for a moment there, the Argonauts all let their hands down like the point was over, and the Penguins dug it out of the bottom of the net. It's 6-4 here in set number two. Nolan's up on her feet talking to the ladies. Now we're back underway. Game moving very, very fast. Clevin from the back row. Penguins now on offense. Right side. They set it up to Thomason. Argonauts pick it up. Again softly from Alvarez. There's a back set to Steinwand, a poor leave, but the Penguins are able to pick it up pretty nicely. And now the kill is put down by Chantel Zarnt. Zarnt, the 6-foot sophomore out of Fullerton. And now it's 7-4, and the Argonauts are starting to pull away. DU's on defense to our right here on Media Row. There's a big overhand to Thomason, who lets it fly, but way long and way wide, and it's 8-4, and there's a timeout called on the floor, and the Penguins all of a sudden have lost that sharpness.
Well, and I think it starts with the setter, Josie Walsher. She was really sharp in the latter half of that first set, and she kind of struggled at the beginning, and we're seeing that here, I think, struggling in the beginning. Her back sets to Steinwand haven't been as good or as sharp as they were late in that first set, and Steinwand is not getting good kills off, really. I mean, you've seen her punch them over, seen her just dump them over the net just to get them over and not have a hit violation on your side.
We're kind of stuck in that corner right now. You can kind of tell this rotation is maybe not their favorite rotation to be in for Amy. She is on the opposite side hitting. Of course, she's an amazing hitter, but sometimes for the setter, that set's not always going to be set up for her when the first ball comes to her. So we're a little bit stuck on that side.
Right, and the other thing is they're all back sets, too. The last three or four from Walzer have been back sets, and I think she needs to get some in front of her so she can see what she's doing, and it might help her out a little bit and get the Penguins back on the board. I mean, it's a four-point game.
8-4. 8-4, and the Penguins trail here in set number two. You're listening to NC2A Volleyball on the radio home of the Penguins, worldwide Penguin Radio. Penguins on defense into the back row. And Penguins need a little something going as Even flies one into the middle, but the Argonauts seem to be in perfect position each and every play. Steinwand with a killer. Oh, brother. And it hits off the top of Eleni Luizu. It hit her in the arm and then kind of caught her off the top of the head. No, it wasn't Luizu. It was Catherine Johnson. 9-5. Sometimes that ball finds a strange places. Steinwand from the middle row comes flying in, and a brilliant save in that front left corner by Trista Wolfley. And for some reason, I don't know why the buzzer went off.
Oh, it's night number one, you know, got to get the buzzer out of the way.
Side number one, and the buzzer went off and threw everybody's game off. And it's a redo. Now, Yami Nolan wants to know how did this happen? Because the buzzer went off, which indicates a timeout in basketball, but for some reason it blew here on night number one, and on a point that I think legitimately would have been the Penguins, And on the redo, Chantel Zarnt from the front row finds the left side of the court. None of the Penguins were there. Now it's 10-4, good buddy. And the Penguins are not liking the communication. And a campfire as the Penguins all stood around the ball and it lands in the middle of the court. And Yami Nolan wants new legs in there. Rebecca Smith has come in for the Penguins, her first minutes tonight. It's 11-4 here in set number two, Lex, and the Penguins have got to get something together. Of course, as is always the case, it goes straight to Smith, who just came into the game, and the Penguins get the point back after Thomason is able to put her hands up there, but Steinwan is credited with the kill.
And just to give you the effect, I mean, after the dig, it went up and hit the catwalk, Stu. Just to give you an idea of how hard Steinwan hits the ball.
11-5, and what's interesting about the Conlin Center is the ceiling is in play for volleyball. The pancake save is not saved, as diving for it was Rebecca Smith, who's just entered the game. So Smith comes in, they serve it right to her 2 points in a row. And then she gets an opportunity for a pancake save, but just missed it. Alvarez with the serve. 12-5, the Penguins trail. Smith with a bump. Now the set. Penguins to the back row, even. And it's long. The Penguins, Kate Even, who's usually spot on from the front row, just hit a little bit late, and it's 13-5. Alvarez goes to the middle row, Smith. Now the bump, oh boy, the quick set is popped across by Josie Walzer. And then Thomason on the putback is able to kill it. Burgess is back in. And Johnson return. So Zoe will serve. It's 13-6. Penguins trail here in set number two. And we're going to go to Brandon at the next break. Penguins trail, but for now, the ball is in play. There's the dink, saved by Johnson. Left side. Oh, and then there's a good play, but Amy Steinwan is there in perfect position in the back row to bump it up. And the Penguins are on D. Popped straight up by Wiles. And they put it back to Amy, goes back row, Alvarez with the save. Now the bump, back to Alvarez with the kill attempt. No, and diving in is Burgess, right in the middle of the court. And it's wide open. The Penguins now two times in the last 5 points, Forrest, have lost the point because all around the perimeter are Penguins, but nobody in the middle. 14-6. Penguins on D. Right side, even, and the Penguins get one back. So Kate gets the Penguins going the proper direction as Brittany Letigue checks in place of Wiles.
You know, it's communication, Sue. It's all communication. You see on that one, Steinwan and Burgess both looking at each other to see who's going to get it. Steinwan was with it, but getting a little lucky here. Maybe get a little lucky, get a couple of points, and get the momentum going back your way. You got to catch a break at some point.
Penguins with a point as the Argonauts chucked it in the net. Penguins trail by six here in set two. Even her third serve consecutively. And an easy kill from Allison Anderson, and that was way too easy. The Penguins were so tough in set number one defensively, and the last couple of plays, it seems like the Argonauts have read the front row perfectly, 15-8. The DUs are not playing that poorly here in set number two, but the Argonauts certainly adjusted, Forrest, after set one with their front row and their attack game.
Well, we saw Kate Even get five kills there in the first set, and I don't think she has any here so far. I mean, why not go back to her? Why not? I mean, she's not even on the floor right now.
Penguins on D, Billingsley with a serve, back set to Letigue. Oh, yes! Brittany Letigue with a killer from the front right corner, Lexi, to the back left.
You only need 1 point to really switch this game around. Even though it is 9-15 right now, the Penguins just need a couple points
15-9.
To really shift the focus.
Penguins on offense with the side out. Service by Walzer. And the Penguins, again, they just can't get more than one or 2 points in a row. And they need to get about a 7-point run going. They had two of them in game one. 16-9. Back row to Burgess. Now the set, right side, Steinwan with the killer right in front of us, Forrest, and you can really see the power.
Smith returns
All right, Smith is back in there with Thomason for the DUs. 16-10. Alvarez the lefty lets one fly. Garcia picks it up. Now they set it off to Alvarez. Penguins are there with perfect position. Diving in on it is Smith. 16-10. Right side, Steinwand across and just barely saved. Garcia now bumps it. There's the set. Alvarez goes to the back row. Penguins bring it. Smith across to the back row. Garcia, another perfect bump. Teo brings it up. Now the Penguins on offense. Set to the back left. Cat Thomason kills it to San Rafael native, 16-11. Penguins are hanging tough. That's three in a row. Here's Smith, the 5-9er out of Reno. The lefty from the right side shanked it out of bounds, an unforced error. Ouch. Three in a row is all the DUs can muster for a 17-11.
Well, they need to catch that break again. It's a six-point game.
Garcia back row, saved by Wiles. Back over to Steinwand. Front row, popped by Steinwand. Saved by Lettigue. There's the dink, Thomason. Argonauts in perfect position. Alvarez. Oh, and it's blocked by Lettigue. And the saver, 17-12. Kate even back in. Brittany Lettigue takes a rest. 17-12, DU trails. Wiles, the 5'6 freshman, runs up on the end line. Some good topspin. She's got the Argonauts off balance. Alvarez sends it to the back row. Right side, Steinwand. And the killer! Amy with another one. 17-13. The Penguins creeping back in. Set number two. It's a four-point ball game. Wiles out of Battleground, Washington, with another runner. She pops it over to Garcia. Left side, as usual, Alvarez. It gets through the block of Even and Steinwand and finds the middle row, 18-13. Well, that's pretty good work out of the DUs. Crept it back, but now it's 5-18-13. It's a long way from being over here in set two. Clevin to Wiles. Steinwand. Smith off the top of the tape. It caught just enough of the tape to throw the ball off. And on the play, Clevin came in from the back row, collapsed toward the front, and when it hit the top of the tape for us, it just threw it off enough. Penguins trail by 4-18-14. Steinwand goes back row, and it goes off the fingertips of Rowan Jack. She tried to get out of the way, but at the last second, she rethought about it. And that was a gift. 18-15. Let's send it into the audience now with Brandon.
I'm here live with President Mary Marcy. Here, going to talk about Amy Steinwand's 1,000 kills honored before the game. President Marcy, can you talk about Amy's accomplishment and her four-year career so far here at Dominican?
Well, it's really exciting to see her. I don't know if you guys talked about it yet on Penguin Radio, but she actually got a game ball with 1,000 in the date. And, you know, it kind of epitomizes everything that we try and do in Dominican Athletics. She had to come play tonight, so she couldn't go to the shadowing a physician program that was going on the other side of campus. But earlier this fall, she already took her MCAT. She's probably going to go to med school. You know, she's a great student. She's a great athlete. She's a great citizen. And that's really what we try and accomplish through Penguin Athletics in general. So it's fun to see her do so well and fun to see the team play so well.
And can you talk about, real quick, the accomplishments for student athletes, PacWest Conference Honor last year?
Yeah, yeah, we're getting really competitive on the court, on the pitch. But one of the things that we try and do every year is win the Academic Achievement Award, and we did it again this year. And we've won it every year since 2010, I think, except for one.
Throw them off.
And that was just a fluke. So, you know, we feel like that's representative of who we try to be.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much, Brandon and Mary Marcy, the president of the university, and some encouraging words. And as we come back to play, the Argonauts totally muffed one as Zarnt went with a back set, and whoever came in didn't see the ball. Penguins trail now by only 2-18-16. Amy lets it fly. And a perfect serve to Alvarez, and hit her high in the arms. It's a one-point ball game.
18-17. Steinwand way behind the end line. Lets it fly. Alvarez with a bump. Here's the set. Forward to Alvarez. Softly into the middle. The Penguins pick it up. There's the forward set. Here's Amy. Top of the tape. Steinwand found the tape. 19-17 as the Penguins were rocking. Here's Alvarez, the 1,000-pointer for the Argonauts. Two-point ball game. Bumped up Zarnt. Penguins on D, left side. There's Jack. Penguins are right there as Amy bumped it up. Here's the set for Thomason. And the killer! 19-18. DUs are right there. Forrest, the Penguins trailed by 8. Now it's 1.
All it takes is a little bit of a mental lapse, and coming out of that timeout, NDNU, a little bit of a mental lapse, and Penguins have crept back in within 1.
Here's Burgess. Burgess goes to the middle. Now it's bumped up. Oh, almost out of play, but somehow the Argonauts pick it up. Kate Even with a killer! Kate Even evens the game, 19 up.
Been waiting to say that for it.
That's her 6th kill tonight, Stu. 6th kill already at the end
that?
Of the second set.
Burgess to the back left. Bump to Alvarez. Left side. Softly. Oh, somehow the Penguins are able to save it with an outstretched arm by Johnson. Here's Johnson again. Back left! 2019! The DUs lead it for the first time here in set number 2 as we reach the red zone. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to NC2A, Dominican Volleyball, on the radio home of the Penguins, where the DUs here in set 2 lead it 21. Check it, 2019.
Hi, this is outside hitter Katherine Johnson, and you're listening to DU Volleyball on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. I'm sipping more without the
bottle. Night.
Baby, they fly, baby. Looking at the whip frame, that's a nice 80s. You should throw it to me, like Tom Brady. With that long blonde hair, that's Marshall Brady. I'm all about your lady, Chelsea, high handler. Got your legs racing hard on vacation. No exaggeration, said you amazing. Moving too fast, can't pace it.
All right, welcome back, everybody. 20-19, Zoe Burgess, the second-year Dominican, serves and serves it very long, and now it's tied. So after all that excitement, Lexi, Burgess just tied it by an unforced error.
It's anyone's game right now. It's always anyone's game, actually, when you're playing volleyball.
20-20, Penguins on D, Burgess with a bump. Here's the set. Right side. Nailed pretty hard by Walzer. And it's out of play off the front row of the Argonauts. The Penguins by 1, 21-24.
You know what? The Penguins need 4 more points. And I wouldn't be surprised if you see them take these last 4 right
Even.
Here.
To the back row, Alvarez with a bump. There's the set, left side. Jack sends one flying and it finds the court. Tie game, 21 up. Ooh. Man, this is a nutty one right here. These two teams are so evenly matched. It was 25-19 in set 1, but it went right down to the wire, and then the Penguins went on a crazy roll for those last few points. 21 up, everybody. Burgess with a bump. Here's the set to Lateague. Oh, Lateague let it fly beautifully. Oh, man, it comes off of the back end of Johnson. Somehow one of the DUs dug it off her back, and it falls after Garcia. Cannot bring it up. Penguins up again, 22-21. Now it's like a tennis match. Penguins have the ad. Over to our right is Josie Walzer. She runs up on the center line into the open court. Penguins to Teo. Penguins on offense. Backing up on it beautifully is Walzer. She lets it fly. There's the block. Lateague tried to dig it off of the bottom of the net, Lexi, but she couldn't. It's a tie game, 22 up. Timeout, Yami Nolan. It's 22 up, Lexi.
No and silly errors for sure can be made in these last more than probably 3 points that we're going to see here. It's definitely, I think, going to keep going back and forth. Hopefully the Penguins can build momentum. Don't lose it. It's very hard when you come down to these last points. Any error might lose you this set. And they're already up one. So being up two is going to be very crucial coming into the third.
Forrest, I got to believe that what Lexi says is absolutely true. Uncle Mo is what it's all about at this point. In any game, in any sport, you get down to the red zone, and if you can't get it done, you don't get it done. And the Penguins need that momentum.
Well, at this point, it doesn't matter. 22-22, 0-0. You need 3 points right now.
I agree with that. One quick message.
Hi, this is outside hitter Eleni Loizu, and you are listening to DU Volleyball on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California.
All right. Thank you very much, Eleni. 22-22. One of my speech students, good old Eleni Loizu, first year Penguin. And hopefully we'll hear from her tonight. Steinwan flies in with a killer, 23-22. And it seems like the DUs go up one, the Argonauts answer. It's happened 6 consecutive points now. Up one, answer. Up one, answer. Nobody can break away. It's a one-point ball game. Here's the service by Johnson. They get it off to Alvarez. Bump by Johnson. Set right side. Lets it fly. Thomason, and it's popped out of bounds. 24-22 set point. Penguins have a chance to go up 2 sets. Right here, Johnson, methodically, slowly. Oh, it rolls off the top of the tape and onto the other side. Bumped up by Garcia. And that's the game! Alvarez hits it into the front row. Lateague and Steinwan knock it back. 2 sets up for the DUs. I don't know what you're saying to me. Speak, please.
Brandon Cadiz.
Oh, we're going to Brandon Cadiz.
We are going to Brandon
Cadiz. And where
Cadiz.
Is he? Take it away, Brandon.
Two freshmen for the Dominican Penguins here as they take. Two freshmen here for the Dominican Penguins as they take a commanding 2-0 set lead here. Josie Walzer and Hannah Wiles for the Penguins. Hannah Wiles with 14 digs and Josie Walzer with 22 assists and 9 digs for themselves. Penguins take a 2-0 set lead, and back to you guys on Penguin Radio.
This is Coach Nolan, and you are listening to DU Volleyball on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California.
All right, welcome back, everybody. That was Coach Nolan. Well, the Penguins have a commanding 2-set love lead. I go to Lexi Schumacher, the senior Schumacher. Penguins looking pretty good there. They trailed all the way until it was in the red zone when the Penguins came roaring back and won 25-22 in set number 2. What do you attribute that, you know, the one thing over the years, and I've been watching Penguins volleyball for 18 years now. I called their last championship sitting right here in 2001. And the one thing the Penguins have lacked in all that time is the ability to close. And tonight they came back and closed it out. I am so impressed with that second set. I can't stand it. What do you think? I mean, you're a senior. You've seen a ton of these games. You must be feeling it too.
Every time I watch any game that the Penguins play, I feel it all. All 4 years, seeing different people develop the way they go, seeing the new players come in and play and adjust with the team. That's a hard thing to do, to adjust with a new team, especially with the 6 freshmen we have on this team.
Yeah.
This is their first year playing college ball, and it's their year to really stick it out. And it's also exciting to see Steinwan really, really push it on the court. I also want to give some Kat Thomason playing a fantastic set in the first part of the set, really getting a lot of the points in this set, and also closing it out definitely is very important. I find it to be very hard when you get down to those points. Errors is what actually gets these points at the end, And if you're able to stay confident and not get too nervous on the court, when the ball comes to you, that's when you know you have a good team and they're ready to make it throughout the season.
That's very well said. I go to Forrest Hunt now.
Well, you know, more than half the roster are freshmen for the Penguins. More than half the roster. I mean, as long as you can mold together and play together, you know, the leadership is there. The veteranship is there. And all you need now is to mesh and play well together. I mean, you can be as good as you want and win a lot of games, but it's, like you said, late in the set when you have to come back. Or when it's 22-22 and you only need three more points, that's where the team camaraderie comes in. And that's when you win those sets, is when you play well together. And that's what they've done here in the first two sets at home this year.
Let's see if they can really finish it right now, too, with this. This is their final set if they win. This is how they're going to win. You get exhausted once you keep moving on. And if they don't win this set, they have to play another game, and you might lead to the fifth game. You really just want to put the bow on the present and wrap it up and get this victory.
That's so
put a stamp on it and send it out.
That too.
Exactly.
The bow, the stamp, get her done.
Get her done.
Uh-huh. Penguins 25-19 in set one. That was very impressive. And they get it done in set number two. And the Penguins, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but the Penguins could get it done right here and finish the night as we find our way to set number three here at the Conlon Center, Dominican University of California. But we've had some great guests, Steinwand's parents, President Mary Marcy, and the first point of the night in set number three goes to the Argonauts as the Penguins' front row is just a little off balance. It's 1-0. Margaret Billingsley serving it up for the Argonauts. Lateague finds the middle and ties the game 1-1. Our next broadcast, everybody, will be 48 hours from now as the Penguins will welcome in Cal Baptist. That's Mad Hatter Day, Lexi. What does that even mean? Wear a weird hat? I don't know what that means, but I like it. If it's wear a weird hat, I'm there.
I'm on it.
Yep.
I'll be there.
Killed by Anderson, and it's 2-1 in favor of the Argonauts here in set number three. Jack to serve. Boy, Jack has been getting a lot of playing time tonight. The lefty pounds one into the back row. Picked up by Wiles. Over to Garcia. Right side, Alvarez right in front of us. Oh, Alvarez let it fly, and this is way up into the grandstands. As the Penguins back row chased it up into the grandstands, and that's a dangerous move. 3-1 Argonauts. Well, the Argonauts got off to a good start last set, but the Penguins came roaring back late when it mattered most. And there's a whistle as the ball's in play as Thomason went after it. But I think it was an off-ball penalty, 4-1. Rowan Jack, the lefty, again. Now the Penguins set it up to Thomason with a big killer at the feet of Jack, and it's 4-2.
I feel Thomason. I'm feeling it in her that she's going to definitely be able to get these hits.
4-2. Penguins are on defense, and there's a slap on the front row. Thomason lets one fly, and it comes off of the front row, off of Teo, and finds the middle row, and the Penguins trail by one. Coming up in just a couple of points is the debut play-by-play performance from Forrest Hunt. I can't wait to hear that. We've been talking about it all day on campus. A perfect serve from Wiles to Alvarez. Now to Garcia. Penguins on D. Right side Teo. Penguins save it somehow. I don't know how. It's a 4-3 ball game. Softly into the middle. Pancake saved by Garcia, but it goes backwards. Tie game, 4-4. And with that, here's Forrest.
4-4 apiece, as you just mentioned, Stu. Back to serve for the Penguins is Wiles. Set picked up on the other side by Teo. Alvarez with a little dump, and it lands in point Argonauts, and they take a 5-4 lead here early in the third set. Lexi, we talked about them. The Penguins wanting to come out strong and put this one away right here in set number three, and right now they're trailing by 1 point, picked up by even. Good dig in the back row by Garcia. Over to Alvarez on the near side. Blocked right back into her face by Steinwand. Good pickup by Walter. Even over the net, a free ball for the Argonauts.
Garcia picks it up. Alvarez on the near side, off the hand and in between the hands of Amy Steinwand. Credit Alvarez with the kill. Argonauts go up by two.
It's going to be a fight for this match right now. The Argonauts are trying to win this so they can stay in this game and play one more set and hopefully another set, but the Penguins need to win this set right now.
Alvarez on the near side going up for the kill, dug out by Walter, over to Kate Even, who tips it over the net, but it'll be a point for Notre Dame as they look to run away with this one early. They were up 4-1. That is their biggest lead, is 3 points. It is 7-4 Argonauts right now. Garcia, her third consecutive serve. As we get the okay whistle from our referees, Garcia's serve picked up, and it sails out of bounds. It looked like Wiles wanted to pick that one up. She realized the height on it and just let it go. 7-5 Argonauts. Steinwand way back against the wall for the Penguins to serve. She gets it over, picked up in the back row by Jack. Sets Alvarez and didn't have enough on it. Straight into the net. Point Penguins, and they're within one. Alvarez, the leading killer for the Argonauts. She has over 1,000 as long as Steinwand. Just couldn't get enough on that one to get it over the net. Steinwand with her second serve right at Alvarez. Set on the far side. Kill attempt by Teo, picked up by Even. Over to Thomason, who just shanks it right into the net. Looked like she may have gotten a pinky on it, but not much else, as checking back in for the Argonauts are Wolfley and Clevin. Clevin will have the ball to serve here. Argonauts lead this one 8-6. We're in the third set, everybody. Penguins took the first two. They need one more to close out the evening. Serve goes to Wiles. And soft touch by Even over the net, picked up by Garcia. Alvarez with the strong right hand. DU defense able to pick it up. And a great save by Garcia for the Argonauts. Free ball for the Penguins. Set up perfectly for Kate Even, who just dumps it over the net into the hands of Garcia. A little miscommunication for the Argonauts, but they're able to pick it up. Far side, Thomason. Kill right into the middle. Penguins close the gap to one.
Oh, man. That was a brilliant rally with a couple of great saves. And what I love about that is the Penguins hung with it. Just when it looked like Garcia was about to let it go, somehow she finds the ball, and the Penguins get it back in play.
Zoe Burgess checking back in for Rebecca Smith. Burgess with the serve as she gets it over to Jack. Set up on the near side for Alvarez. Soft tip over, picked up by Burgess. Little setter dump over the net, picked up by Jack, and it's a free ball for the Penguins. Walser with the set. Kate Even with the kill attempt, no. And it goes out of bounds, and it'll be a point for the Argonauts. And Stu, you thought it got off a fingertip of one of the defenders for the Argonauts, but they get the point anyway as Alvarez is back to serve.
I thought it was a foul tip.
Mixing sports.
Yeah.
I like it. Picked up by Steinwand from the serve for Alvarez. A long dig from Steinwand as it goes over the net and back over with the Argonauts. It was wide. Penguins with the point. It is 9-8 Argonauts. So it was a 3-point game two separate times, and now the Penguins are within one. Kate Even with the serve from the far right corner, picked up by Jack, and she's not able to handle it. It is a service ace for Kate Even. Ball game is tied at 9. So the Penguins, slowly but surely, climbing back into this one, Even with serving from that far corner spot again, picked up by Garcia. Jack, the lefty with the sharp kill from the left side, picked up by the Penguin defense. Catherine Johnson getting it over the net, but it sails wide. Notre Dame goes back up by one. 10-9 Argonauts lead.
Boy, this is a lot like set two, the way the scoring's going. Argonauts come off strong, and the Penguins creep back.
Zarnt with the serve for the Argonauts, set by Walter. Catherine Thomason with the kill attempt, blocked by Anderson. Point Argonauts, and it is now a 2-point ball game. So it seems like the lead goes up to 3, gets back down to even, goes back up to 3, and it's just going back and forth. And the Penguins need that last laugh here in set number 3. Served by Zarnt. Kill attempt by Lateague, picked up by Alvarez, way in front of the icebox on the other side as Alvarez gets it over. Walser with the set far side. Johnson with the kill off the hands of Anderson. Catherine Johnson with the kill. Penguins with the point. It is an 11-10 game.
Argonauts are not going to let the Penguins just get these points right now. They know this is their last opportunity to get back into this game.
Josie Walsher with the serve. Near side to Jack, and it sails, and it's point Penguins. It's 11-11, and the game is tied again.
It was 11-11 last game.
Right. We'll see if the Penguins can keep the Argonauts from going up by three here again. Walser with the serve, picked up by Jack. The kill attempt by Anderson, stuffed by Steinwand and Lateague. The double whammy, Penguins go up by one.
Allison Anderson went up, and you're not kidding. When you said she got stuffed, it was back in her face before she had even let go of the ball.
Walser with the serve, her third consecutive. Shanked off the hands of Alvarez. Not a good set. It sails out of bounds. A service ace for Josie Walser, and the Penguins go up by two.
Here's Lexi's momentum.
We'll have a timeout. Notre Dame, Penguins ahead 13-11. They were down by three in two separate points in this set, Lexi.
Argonauts, as I kept saying, they're not going to let the Penguins rally. The Penguins, of course, need to do that. They need to make their points happen, get past this three-point kind of hole that we're in, both sides, getting three and then losing it and getting back tied. We need to push ahead, making sure that we're setting up plays that aren't just, you know, setting the ball over. It's an open play for the Argonauts if we just hit a ball over, give them a free ball. We don't want any of those in this set for sure.
Yeah, and we'll be right back after we hear from one of the Penguin volleyball players.
Hi, this is middle blocker Kate Even, and you're listening to DU Volleyball on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California.
And we're back here on Penguin Radio. You're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Volleyball on the radio, home of the Penguins. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Penguins lead the third set, 13-11. They won the first two, looking to close it out here at the home opener at the Conlin Center. Josie Walser back to serve. Into the arms. Miscommunication by Alvarez and Jack. Jack here on the near side, the left. He goes over off the fingertips of Walser, and it'll be a point and a kill for Jack. Argonauts trail 13-12. It's been a close game. It's only been the biggest lead of the set has been 3 points two separate times by the Argonauts. And like you said, Lexi, the Penguins trying to get over that barrier. The serve from Billingsley over to Amy Steinwand. Big swing from Steinwand picked up by Garcia. Quick set there as the Argonauts get it over and get the point. The game is knotted up 13-all. Billingsley back with another serve.
Almost the most difficult play to defend is the quick set, and it was set up perfectly there by the Argonauts.
Billingsley gets it over. Catherine Johnson on the near side into the hands of Jack, straight down to the net. Point Penguins. They take a one-point lead here in set number three.
Boy, Anderson on offense and defense for us has just been getting the full brunt of the Penguins' power.
Definitely has, as Kat Thomason checks back in for Zoe Burgess. The serve from Johnson goes over to Garcia. Teo on the near side as it finds the far right corner and off of the hands of a Penguin defender, as checking back in is Rebecca Smith in place of Catherine Johnson. 14-all here in set number three. The lefty Jack back to serve for the Argonauts. Set goes to Steinwand, near side. She goes cross court, picked up by Billingsley. Nice set by Garcia, and the lefty Jack goes back to work over the net. Steinwand near side, soft touch, blocked by Anderson, as Kat Thomason has a kill attempt on the other side, and she gets it blocked by Anderson. So Anderson has picked herself back up here.
Forrest, I think that Teo can overhand as hard as Alvarez easily. She's so powerful.
Serve from Jack goes over. Steinwand with the big swing on the far side, saved by Teo. Just getting over a free ball for the Penguins as Jack knocked it over. Setter dump into the middle. Nobody there. 15-all here in set number three.
Can you imagine this thing going down to the wire again? Three sets in a row. The Penguins come out on top in the first two sets. But there's a big question mark. We're talking about being able to close it out. They've closed out sets, but can they close out the match now?
Hannah Wiles with the serve. Over here near side to Alvarez, and she shanks it wide. Penguins go up by two here in set number three, And I think that has to do with the team camaraderie and the mental toughness of being able to close out sets. They did it in the first two. Let's see if they can do it here.
Six freshmen and mental toughness. I love this combination.
Hannah Wiles with her third consecutive serve. Into the middle, a diving Garcia with the save. Far side tail into the trees of Kate Even and Thomason. Argonauts keep it alive as they get it over. And into the Penguin bench. Penguins lead set 3, 18-15. Seven more points, and this game is over.
Forrest, Rowan, Jack just dumped that into the Penguin bench, and I can't believe it. Even the greats shank one now and then.
Wiles with her fourth consecutive serve. Into the middle, picked up by Garcia. Far side, set to Teo. A little dump off the fingertips of Kate Even and back over the net. A block, if you will, by Kate Even. She got a fingertip on it.
Yeah, she didn't mean to do that. It just ended up falling on the Argonaut side, and the Penguins got a gift there.
You can see the shock on her face.
Yeah.
Like, wow, I really got a fingertip on that one. Wiles with the serve. Set to Anderson, and we have a point for the Penguins.
Scoop.
It was a
scoop
for the Argonauts. Penguins up 19-15. Timeout, Argonauts.
Wow, 4 points. This is the greatest margin either squad has enjoyed here in set number three. In that last play, Teo just came up and scooped it, trying to help it across. Something you could see it on her face. Once she did it, she knew that she had committed an error that she shouldn't have. And at this point in the set, in this point in the match, it's just something you don't want to do. You can't do it. You're listening to Penguin Radio, everybody. Penguin Volleyball here from Media Row at Dominican University of California. We'll hear from one of the players right now. Right here on Penguin Radio. 19-15, everybody, and Forrest is going to let me know when he has it.
Hi, this is outside hitter Catherine Johnson, and you're listening to DU Volleyball on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California.
That's right. That is right. That is so right. Thank you, Catherine Johnson. This is the official radio station here at DU. Yours truly, Stuart Horn, Forrest Hunt, Lexi Schumacher, and Brandon Cadiz, your DU broadcasters for tonight's match against the Argonauts, the Cross Bay rivalry, as fierce as any rivalry in baseball, like the Dodgers and the Giants, like the Yankees in Boston.
Which will
the Argonauts
be facing off, maybe.
The Argonauts, don't say we, man, don't
what?
Say we.
No, I said which may be facing off, as in the
I
Yankees and the Red
saying,
Sox.
I thought you were saying Dodgers,
No, we could see the Red Sox-Yankees in an ALCS matchup.
Here we go, everybody. We're back underway. 19-15 in set number three. Alvarez lets it fly, and the killer. And after every timeout for us, it seems like Alvarez is especially tough.
Yeah, giving her a break, giving her legs a break. She really gets in the air, and she just hangs up there.
Garcia with a service to Amy, the bump. Now the quick set off of Kate Even, and sticking her left leg out is Rowan Jack. And Forrest, she just instinctively stuck the leg out there as if to block it, but you can't play it off your foot. 2016, here's Stein 1. Set number 3, DU's by 4. Amy, oh, just off the top of the net. Picked up by Alvarez. She goes cross court, right side. DU's over to the left. Nice slam by Thomason. Now popped up again, Thomason, into the top of the net. It was blocked by Teo, but I think it was into the tape. And now we have a rotation. Coming out for the Argonauts are Teo and Billingsley. Back in there is Clevin and Wolfley. Penguins by 3. Clevin with the service, a lefty. Two lefties on the floor for the Argos. And there's a save and a killer by Thomason Forrest, the 6-foot junior. 21-17 in set 3.
Penguins are running away with it, Sue. I mean, it's a 4-point set right now, but you can totally see the momentum on the Penguins side.
Zoe, to keep the momentum going. So important for Burgess at this moment, for Yami Nolan and the team. Penguins now, Burgess with the bump. Here's the set, left side. Attempted kill by Johnson. There's Even with the bump. Now the set. And here comes Steinwand. And that one's booted again. And Jack just kicked it again.
Somebody should tell her that she can't do that.
Am I wrong, or did Jack just kick it again the second time in 3 points, 22-17? Here's Zoe, Penguins 3 points away from going home happy.
Here's Alvarez softly over in the middle, and it went out of bounds. She had the two-handed softy just to dink it over, and she missed the court. 23-17. Alvarez, everybody thought she was going to come hard with it, and she dinked it but missed the court. Penguins 2 points away. Right side, Alvarez. Front row, and that's a kill that counts. And Alvarez will serve. The only good news here for the DUs for us is Alvarez will be in the back row, at least for the first half of the point.
They only need two more.
23-18, set three. Into the net! No way! Alvarez dumps it into the net, and now it's match point. Unbelievable. I can't believe what I just saw. Here we go, match point. Kate Even. She cleaned it up in set two. Here's Kate to Garcia. Now the front row. Jack into the back row, saved by Steinwand. There's the bump, left side. Blocked out of bounds. Johnson puts it away. DU's in three. 25-18, the final. Are you kidding? 1 hour and 19 minutes, and the Penguins finish the Argonauts here at the Conlin Center.
I think this is the quickest volleyball match I've ever watched, especially here at the Conlin Center. A lot of them last year were going four sets, going five sets. I mean, and they were tight back and forth. It wasn't a blowout. It was a really good game to watch, really fun game to be a part of. They were all down to the wire, beating a 9-5 overall, 4-2 Pac West Argonaut team. And you talked about the rivalry and them coming here into the Conlin Center as the Penguins improved to 3-2 in the conference. I mean, what an opening night to sweep the Argonauts and have them all come down to the wire and finish the set. That's what you're talking about earlier, is finishing this set. And I believe we have Brandon Cadiz with Hannah Wiles' mom in the stands.
Penguins just won their first home game here, and I'm joined by one of the freshman parents here, Shelly Wiles. Daughter had an amazing first home game, leading the team in digs and doing her job. Can you just talk about you coming here from Washington, watching your daughter play and them securing the win in their first home game?
I'm speechless. I'm absolutely speechless. I'm so proud of her and the team. It was amazing. What an incredible day.
Can you just talk about how good this feels, this win, after starting the year off with a couple losses?
Oh, my gosh. This team was undefeated. The Argonauts were undefeated. So to come in today, their first game, amazing. To win this was amazing. What a rush.
Congratulations to your daughter and to the team for the win. And thank you so much for the interview. Back to you guys on Penguin Radio.
All right. Thank you very much, Brandon Cadiz. Great work in the audience tonight. We had a... Mary Marcy earlier, of course, Amy Steinwand's folks, and then hearing from Wiles' parents, and they're obviously pretty pumped. Notre Dame will move to 9-6 overall, 4-3 in conference. The Penguins improve to 4-9 overall, but more importantly, 3-2 in conference, and a pretty great night for the Penguins. I got to say, they look sharp. We talked about it. They closed out sets. They came back. What did they come back? Three times tonight? All three sets? They never led out of the gate, but they had a comeback. They were down by 8 or 7 at one point in set number two. They came back, and we talked about closing out sets is one thing. Closing out the match is clearly another thing, and they came back and did it.
You know, with 7 freshmen on the roster of 13, okay, that's more than half. And the inexperience just kind of goes out the window at this point, at least for us, observing this first game here. Coming back, as you mentioned, from every single set, down by 7 in set number 2, down by 3 separate times in set number 3, and coming back to win, that shows your toughness. It really does. And at this point, at that point, it's a mental grind. It's not a physical grind. You know you're in shape physically. You know you can do it physically at that point. It's all in your head. It's really between the ears, and they really have a good mental toughness on this volleyball squad.
Well, we got to go player of the game because this was just too exciting. And if you don't mind, I'll start.
Go ahead.
There's a lot of players, so it's not like it's an obvious one, right?
You can pick 1 of 13.
Yeah, you're not kidding. Well, and, you know, I wanted to talk about Chelsea Bone, who didn't play tonight, and a lot of people were probably wondering, where's Bone? But Bone was out tonight with a twisted ankle, so coach let her rest. And I imagine the Penguins may have been even more successful with Bone. But because Bone was out, I'm going Josie Walzer, who had to step in for Bone as the setter, the 5'10 freshman out of Spokane. And she was amazing tonight. What was amazing is not only was her pinpoint accuracy with the sets, but the way she, and the setter's always the one who sets the tone of every point. And when the pressure's on, it seems like it always goes to the setter. The hitters, they get all the glory because the points end with them. But the setter is the one who has to leave the perfect leave for the setter to make their, I mean, for the hitter to make their play. And so for tonight, I'm going Walzer. She's my player of the game. How about that? Lexi, what do you say?
My player of the game is definitely going to have to go to Thomason. I definitely saw her really pick it up with her opportunities, getting a lot of points off today. We had some awkward positioning where we had Steinwald kind of in the back doing the opposite hitting, which is not her specialty, but she is very good where she is there. But the setter was able to set up Thomason multiple times in the second set, which is an important set if you think about it right now. We needed that set to get to this third set to win it all together. So I'm going to say MVP Thomason.
All right, that's a good call. Forrest?
I'm going to have to give mine to Amy Steinwand. I mean, how do you not? The veteran, the senior, Steinwand, the 1,000-kill woman on the team.
Yep.
I mean, she definitely played a presence tonight, not only with her kills, but she played good defense, too.
Yeah, she did.
She played really good defense. I'm going to have to give her my player of the game. And we have a special player of the game. I'd like to throw out there that Mark Carlson has a player of the game. I'd like to throw his voice out there on Penguin Radio.
Are you giving it to Mark Carlson?
I can have him.
Okay. Now, who's Carlson's player of the game?
Carlson's player of the game was Zoe Burgess, who played very well on defense.
That's not a bad call.
Served very well.
Yeah, she did.
She played very good tonight.
And if you think about it, Kate Even was the one who finished out set number 2 from the service line and set number 3. And the Penguins were what a great night. You know, there's good broadcasts. They're all fun. Some are better than others, but they're always better when you win. All right, everybody. That's it for us right here at the Conlon Center on radio.dominican.edu, 102.3 in Centerville. For Forrest Hunt, Lexi Schumacher, for Brandon Cadiz, yours truly, Stuart Horn, saying so long. The Penguins win in 3, 1 hour and 19 minutes. There's another one in the books. We'll see you later, everybody, right here on Penguin Radio.